R-E-A-R-E-A-R-E-A-R-E-A.
Audio.
Reemployability.
Season two.
There are a ton of movies that feature computers as the villain, bent on destroying their maker, the human race, or the entire world. The first one I remember, and it took me a while, well, kind of till I was older to really appreciate it, was 2001: A Space Odyssey. The computer HAL was going to allow its human controller to perish so it could survive. Of course, there's the Matrix series and War Games, the Terminator and Tron. Wikipedia lists 63 movies about artificial intelligence since 1968. So it's understandable that when the flavor of the spring and summer starts taking hold, the discussions about AI and the impact it has and will have on the human race creates a little bit of fear. So for today's podcast, I wanted to try a little experiment. We try to focus on the human side of workers' comp on REA Audio with stories of human spirit and people that have overcome obstacles to better themselves and what they do and in their life. Well, I asked ChatGPT a few questions to see what it would spit out. To help and add some fun, I used the app Speechify to read the answers. Speechify is a speech synthesizer using computer-generated text to voice, even using some famous voices that I'm sure you'll recognize. So here we go, my conversation with artificial intelligence about the human side of workers' comp and the field of risk management. Tanner, thanks so much for being on REA Audio. Now, you were injured on the job and you have an incredible story to share. So I'm not going to waste any time. Tanner, tell us your story.
Let me tell you about my incredible journey. It all started when I had a life-altering accident while working on the job. I was just doing my regular tasks at the factory, working with heavy machinery, when something went terribly wrong. I remember the moment vividly. There was a malfunction in one of the machines, and before I knew it, I was caught in its grasp. It was a horrifying experience, and I felt an intense surge of pain shoot through my body. The next thing I remember is waking up in a hospital bed, surrounded by worried faces and the sterile smell of the medical facility. The doctors explained the extent of my injuries, and I was devastated. I had multiple fractures, severe damage to my limbs, and even some internal injuries. The road to recovery seemed daunting, and I wasn't sure if I would ever be able to regain my previous level of health and mobility. But deep down, I refused to let this accident define me. I embarked on a journey of rehabilitation that tested my limits. I went through surgeries, painful therapies, and grueling exercises. There were days when I felt discouraged and doubted whether I would ever be able to walk properly again. But I was determined to prove everyone wrong, especially myself. Slowly but surely, I started seeing progress. With the help of physical therapists and the support of my loved ones, I pushed through the pain and embraced the challenges ahead. I remember the first time I took a few wobbly steps with crutches, it felt like a major victory. Each day, I worked tirelessly to regain my strength and mobility, and I celebrated every small milestone along the way. Months went by, and I began to notice significant improvements. I could walk without assistance, and my limbs grew stronger day by day. It was an incredible feeling to realize that my body was healing, and I was making a remarkable recovery. Throughout this journey, I discovered an inner strength that I didn't know I possessed. I learned to persevere even in the face of adversity, to never give up on myself. The support from my family, friends, and the medical professionals was invaluable. They believed in me, even when I had moments of doubt, and that made all the difference. Today, I stand before you as a living testament to the power of resilience and determination. I have made a full recovery, defying the odds and overcoming the challenges that life threw at me. Though there are still occasional reminders of my accident, I have regained my health and returned to a fulfilling life. This experience has given me a newfound appreciation for life's precious moments. I cherish every step I take, every task I can now do without difficulty. It's taught me to be grateful for my health and to seize every opportunity that comes my way. So, my friend, that's the story of my incredible journey, from a life-changing accident to a full recovery. I hope it inspires you to never lose hope, to believe in your own strength even when the odds seem stacked against you.
Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, you're an insurance adjuster. You've been doing it for quite some time, and you have a great story to tell us about one of the folks that you worked with that was injured on the job and had a tremendous recovery. So, Jessica, from the perspective of an insurance adjuster, tell us that story.
Let me share with you the story of a remarkable man I encountered during my time as an insurance adjuster. His journey from a workplace injury to a full recovery was nothing short of inspiring. I remember receiving the claim and meeting the man for the first time. His name was Mark, a hardworking individual employed in a construction company. He had been involved in a serious accident while operating heavy machinery, resulting in severe injuries to his limbs. As an insurance adjuster, it was my responsibility to assess the situation, gather information, and determine the coverage and benefits Mark was entitled to. I arrived at the hospital to meet him, and I was immediately struck by his positive attitude and determination. Mark recounted the incident, explaining the extent of his injuries and the challenges he faced. It was evident that he was eager to regain his health and return to his normal life. Throughout our conversations, I learned about his love for his job and the passion he had for his work. Together, we navigated the complexities of the insurance process. I ensured that he received the necessary medical attention, and we discussed the various resources available to support his recovery, including specialized therapies and rehabilitation programs. Over the following months, I continued to monitor Mark's progress closely. Through our regular interactions, I witnessed his unwavering commitment to his rehabilitation. He attended physical therapy sessions diligently, followed medical advice, and embraced the challenges with a positive mindset. As time went by, I saw significant improvements in Mark's condition. He regained strength in his limbs, gradually reintroduced himself to work-related tasks, and reacquainted himself with the physical demands of his job. It was truly remarkable to witness his determination and resilience. Months turned into a year, and Mark's recovery was nothing short of astounding. He exceeded all expectations, and it became clear that he was ready to resume his duties at the construction company. With the necessary clearances from his healthcare providers, he triumphantly returned to his workplace. I had the opportunity to visit the construction site to see Mark in action once again. The transformation was incredible. He worked diligently, taking every precaution to ensure safety while also guiding and mentoring his colleagues. His experience had given him a unique perspective, and he became an advocate for workplace safety, sharing his story and inspiring others to prioritize their well-being. As an insurance adjuster, Mark's case left a lasting impact on me. Witnessing his journey from the depths of despair to a full recovery filled me with a sense of fulfillment. It reinforced the importance of my role in supporting individuals during challenging times and offering them the resources they need to rebuild their lives. Mark's story serves as a reminder that resilience, determination, and a positive mindset can overcome even the most daunting obstacles. His journey is a testament to the human spirit's ability to overcome adversity and emerge stronger than ever.
Emma, you are a risk manager, and you have come on REA Audio today to tell us the story of really an injured worker that you worked with that had quite a significant injury but had a tremendous comeback, and it really changed their lives after going through this. So tell us that story, Emma. I don't want to waste any more time.
Let me share with you a story from my perspective as a risk manager, about a remarkable man who experienced a workplace injury but ultimately achieved a full recovery. In my role as a risk manager, I'm responsible for identifying and mitigating potential risks within the company. One day, I received a report of an incident involving one of our employees, named John. He was a dedicated worker, known for his commitment and strong work ethic. John had been involved in an accident while operating heavy machinery at the factory. It was a distressing situation, and as a risk manager, my priority was to ensure John's well-being and facilitate his recovery process. Upon learning about the incident, I immediately sprang into action. I collaborated with the safety team and conducted a thorough investigation to understand the circumstances surrounding the accident. It was crucial to identify any potential hazards, evaluate our safety protocols, and determine the necessary improvements to prevent similar incidents in the future. Simultaneously, I worked closely with John's supervisor, the HR department, and our insurance providers to ensure that John received the appropriate medical care and support. We expedited the claims process so he could focus on his recovery without unnecessary financial burdens. Throughout his rehabilitation, I maintained regular contact with John and his healthcare providers, monitoring his progress and offering guidance whenever needed. I provided resources and information about rehabilitation programs, connecting him with specialists who could aid in his recovery journey. Over time, I witnessed John's remarkable determination and resilience. He approached his rehabilitation with unwavering commitment, attending physical therapy sessions and adhering to the recommended treatment plan. I admired his positive attitude and the way he tackled each challenge head-on. As the months passed, John's dedication paid off. I received updates from his healthcare team, informing me of his significant improvements. His strength returned, and he gradually regained the ability to perform his job duties. Witnessing John's progress firsthand was incredibly rewarding for me as a risk manager. It reinforced the importance of our commitment to employee safety and the value of implementing proactive measures to prevent accidents. It also highlighted the significance of our role in supporting employees through challenging times. As John's recovery reached its culmination, he returned to work with newfound enthusiasm and appreciation for his job. He became an advocate for safety in the workplace, sharing his experience and encouraging his colleagues to prioritize precautionary measures. This story serves as a reminder of the vital role that risk managers play in ensuring the well-being of employees and the importance of fostering a culture of safety within organizations. Through our efforts, we can not only minimize risks but also facilitate the recovery and success of individuals like John, empowering them to return to their roles with renewed vigor.
So those are three stories of overcoming adversity from three different perspectives, all written by ChatGPT and given a voice by Speechify. So what'd you notice? It was kind of fun to do and put together. I noticed some very human elements added to each. The things we all know we should be saying and doing in these situations. Most of the stories were typical without a whole lot of creativity. They almost sound made up and are pretty predictable. Another thing I noticed was the adjusters and risk managers' perspectives. Although humanized, Jessica the adjuster visited the injured worker's workplace after recovery. All were by the book, no nuance, very guided. Almost like you Googled, how should a risk manager approach this situation? It didn't seem very scary at this point, and I can certainly see how the tool could help if you were looking for a generic, predictable story to tell. So next, I came up with several questions to ask ChatGPT about the risk management environment and how AI could be integrated into the job. The fun part was that Speechify offered some famous voices to use in the response. So here we go with question number one, answered by the guru of risk management, Snoop Dogg. What is the primary role of the risk manager in workers' comp?
As a risk manager with a focus on workers' compensation, my primary role is to oversee and manage the various aspects of workplace safety and insurance related to employee injuries or illnesses. I work closely with the company's leadership, safety teams, and insurance providers to create a comprehensive risk management strategy. One of my key responsibilities is to identify potential risks within the organization that could lead to workplace accidents or occupational hazards. I conduct thorough risk assessments, examining job tasks, equipment, and work environments to ensure compliance with safety regulations and industry best practices. By identifying potential risks proactively, I can recommend and implement preventive measures to minimize the likelihood of incidents occurring. In the event of an employee injury or illness, I act as a liaison between the injured employee, the company, and the insurance provider. I facilitate the claims process, ensuring that all necessary documentation is submitted accurately and efficiently. This involves working closely with the injured employee and their supervisors to gather the necessary information, such as incident reports, medical records, and witness statements. Furthermore, I collaborate with the HR department to assist employees in accessing appropriate medical care and rehabilitation services. I maintain communication with healthcare providers, tracking the progress of injured employees, and providing support throughout their recovery journey. I also ensure that necessary accommodations and return-to-work programs are implemented to aid in their transition back to the workplace. Another essential aspect of my role is to analyze workers' compensation claims data to identify trends and patterns. By reviewing past incidents, I can identify areas for improvement and develop targeted strategies to reduce the likelihood of future injuries or illnesses. This could involve implementing additional safety training programs, modifying work processes, or updating safety protocols. Additionally, I keep up to date with changes in workers' compensation laws and regulations, ensuring that the company remains compliant. This includes staying informed about industry best practices attending workshops or conferences, and maintaining a network of contacts within the workers' compensation and risk management fields. Ultimately, as a risk manager in workers' compensation, my primary goal is to promote a safe and healthy work environment, minimize workplace incidents, and support employees in their recovery journey. By implementing effective risk management strategies, we can protect the well-being of employees, reduce the financial impact of workplace injuries, and foster a culture of safety within the organization.
Next, I asked ChatGPT what the biggest challenges are facing risk managers today. You're certainly going to recognize the voice I gave the AI for this one.
As a risk manager, I can tell you that there are several significant challenges we face in today's ever-evolving landscape. Let me share with you some of the most prominent challenges I encounter in my role. One of the primary challenges is keeping up with the rapid pace of change in the business environment. Industries are constantly evolving, and new technologies, processes, and work arrangements emerge regularly. As a risk manager, it's crucial for me to stay updated on these changes and assess the associated risks they bring. Adapting existing risk management strategies and ensuring they align with new business practices can be quite demanding. Another challenge is managing the complexity of regulatory requirements. Laws and regulations related to worker safety, data protection, and other risk-related areas vary across jurisdictions and industries. It's vital for me to remain well-informed and ensure compliance with these regulations to mitigate potential legal and financial risks for the company. Staying up to date with the evolving regulatory landscape requires continuous monitoring and proactive adaptation of risk management practice. Additionally, emerging risks pose a significant challenge. With advancements in technology, cybersecurity threats have become a major concern. Risk managers must proactively assess and address cybersecurity risks to protect sensitive data and prevent potential breaches. Moreover, new environmental risks, such as climate change and natural disasters, require diligent risk analysis and mitigation strategies to safeguard business operations. The increasing interconnectivity of global supply chains also presents challenges. Risk managers need to assess the potential impact of disruptions in the supply chain, such as geopolitical events, trade conflicts, or supplier vulnerabilities. Developing robust contingency plans and establishing alternative sourcing options are vital to ensure business continuity. Furthermore, effective communication and engagement across the organization can be a challenge. Risk managers must bridge gaps between various departments, including operations, HR, finance, and legal, to create a risk-aware culture. It's essential to foster collaboration, provide clear guidelines, and promote risk management as a shared responsibility throughout the organization. Lastly, resource constraints often pose challenges for risk managers. Allocating sufficient resources for risk management initiatives, such as technology upgrades, training programs, and risk assessments, can be a balancing act. Prioritizing risks, optimizing available resources, and demonstrating the value of risk management to senior management are ongoing endeavors. Despite these challenges, risk managers play a vital role in helping organizations navigate risks effectively. By staying informed, collaborating with stakeholders, and continuously adapting risk management strategies, we strive to anticipate and address emerging challenges while safeguarding the well-being and success of the company.
So AI can't be all that bad. I asked ChatGPT how AI can help a risk manager. This response came from Dwight. Any fans of The Office will notice the tone.
AI can provide valuable support to risk managers in several ways. Here are a few ways AI can help: data analysis and predictive modeling. AI technologies can process and analyze vast amounts of data quickly and efficiently. Risk managers can leverage AI to identify patterns, trends, and correlations within complex data sets. By utilizing predictive modeling, AI can help identify potential risks, anticipate future outcomes, and support decision-making processes. Risk assessment and mitigation. AI can assist in conducting risk assessments by automating the collection and analysis of relevant data. It can help identify potential hazards, assess their impact, and recommend appropriate risk mitigation strategies. AI algorithms can analyze historical data, identify risk factors, and provide insights to enhance risk management efforts. Fraud detection. AI can be instrumental in detecting fraudulent activities and mitigating financial risks. Machine learning algorithms can analyze patterns and anomalies within financial transactions, insurance claims, or procurement processes. By flagging suspicious behavior, AI can help identify potential fraud cases and facilitate prompt investigation and action. Automation and streamlining processes. AI-powered automation can streamline risk management processes, improving efficiency and reducing human error. Routine tasks such as data entry, report generation, and compliance tracking can be automated, allowing risk managers to focus on more strategic initiatives. This not only saves time, but also ensures consistency and accuracy in risk-related activities. Natural language processing, NLP. NLP capabilities enable AI systems to understand and analyze human language. Risk managers can leverage NLP to review contracts, policies, and legal documents efficiently. AI systems can identify potential risks or non-compliance issues by scanning large volumes of text and flagging relevant information for further review. Real monitoring and alerts. AI can continuously monitor various data sources, such as social media, news feeds, or sensored data to provide real updates on emerging risks or incidents. This enables risk managers to stay informed about potential threats and take timely actions to mitigate them. Decision support. AI can provide valuable insights and recommendations to support risk-related decision-making. By analyzing data and considering various risk factors, AI systems can offer risk managers informed suggestions and help prioritize risk management efforts. It's important to note that while AI can enhance risk management practices, human expertise and judgment remain crucial. Risk managers play a vital role in interpreting AI-generated insights, validating results, and making informed decisions based on their experience and knowledge of the business context. By leveraging the capabilities of AI, risk managers can gain a comprehensive and data-driven understanding of risks, enhance decision-making processes, and optimize risk management strategies, ultimately improving the overall effectiveness of their role within the organization.
Now it was time for the big question. Do you think AI could do the job of a risk manager? Gwyneth Paltrow answered this one.
As an AI language model, I possess extensive knowledge and capabilities that can be valuable in assisting risk managers with various tasks. I can provide insights, analyze data, and offer suggestions based on the information provided to me. However, there are certain aspects of the job that require human judgment, experience, and contextual understanding that AI may not fully possess. Risk management involves not only data analysis and decision-making, but also interpersonal skills, communication, and stakeholder engagement. Risk managers must collaborate with various teams, understand organizational dynamics, and effectively communicate risk-related information to stakeholders at different levels of the organization. These interpersonal and contextual aspects of the job are areas where AI may have limitations. Furthermore, being a risk manager also involves regulatory compliance, legal considerations, and strategic decision-making that require a deep understanding of the specific industry, company operations, and risk appetite. While AI can assist in providing information and analysis, the final decisions and actions should be made by human professionals who have a comprehensive understanding of the organization and its specific risks. In summary, while AI can support risk managers by providing insights, data analysis, and automation, the role of a risk manager encompasses a broader set of skills and expertise that AI alone may not possess. AI can complement and assist in risk management processes, but human judgment, experience, and contextual understanding are still essential in effectively managing risks within an organization.
Finally, I tried to get a practical question answered. How should I handle an injured worker who I believe is taking advantage of the system? I thought Speechify's narrator voice made the best sense for this answer.
As a risk manager, handling a situation where you suspect an injured worker is taking advantage of the system can be a delicate and challenging task. Here are some steps you might consider taking. Gather information, stop by collecting all relevant information and documentation related to the injured worker's claim, review their medical records, incident reports, witness statements, and any other pertinent documentation. This will help you build a comprehensive understanding of the situation and gather evidence to support your concerns. Conduct an investigation. If you have substantial doubts regarding the legitimacy of the worker's claim, it may be necessary to conduct a thorough investigation. This could involve collaborating with the HR department, speaking to colleagues and supervisors, or even hiring a private investigator if warranted. Ensure that the investigation follows legal and ethical guidelines. Maintain communication throughout the process. Maintain open and transparent communication with the injured worker. Schedule meetings to discuss their progress, treatment plans, and any concerns you may have. It's important to approach the conversation with empathy and respect, giving the worker an opportunity to explain their situation. Consult legal and compliance experts. If you continue to have suspicions and find evidence supporting your concerns, it's advisable to consult with legal and compliance experts within your organization. They can provide guidance on the appropriate steps to take and ensure that you are adhering to relevant laws and regulations. Engage the insurance provider. Discuss your concerns with the insurance provider involved in the worker's claim. Provide them with the evidence you have gathered and seek their input. They may have expertise in evaluating such situations and can offer guidance on how to proceed. Consult with management. Engage with senior management or the appropriate decision makers in your organization to discuss the situation. Present the facts and evidence you have gathered and seek their input and guidance on the next steps to take. Legal actions, if necessary, In cases where substantial evidence supports your concerns and all other avenues have been exhausted, it may be necessary to consult legal counsel and take appropriate legal actions to protect the interests of the organization. It's important to approach these situations with objectivity, fairness, and respect for all parties involved. Keep in mind that each case is unique, and the appropriate actions may vary based on the specific circumstances and legal requirements. Consulting with legal and compliance experts is crucial to ensure that you navigate the situation appropriately and in compliance with the law.
So that's it, my risk management conversation with artificial intelligence. Not yet ready to conquer the insurance industry or the world, but I can certainly see how the benefits of a tool like this could help us all do a better job at what we do. Thanks for listening to REA Audio, a show produced by real people. Maybe. If you have any comments or suggestions for an upcoming episode, let us know. Find us on Twitter at REA Audio Podcast. That's the best place for feedback and show suggestions. Also, please follow REA Audio on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check out more content at listentorea.com. If you have a story to tell or know someone who does, please don't be shy. Email Todd at reemployability.com or tell us on Twitter at REA Audio Podcast. Have a great week.